When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
All right, Kenneth Curtis out and about. You got to do more of this, Curtis. Getting you in front of people is a win.
I am always out in front of people. Every week we're on a road show.
Don't get a butthurt. I'm just giving you praise.
By the way, I have to say, whoever came up with the 5K, then the open bar, is a brilliant man. Because it's like, all right, I'll get a 3-mile jog in, and then I'm going to get pounded and eat whatever I want, because it's kind of like, you know, it's like house money at that point.
Roadshow Neil has been over there for hours and hours.
Yeah,
talking about pounding.
Hey, Blackie.
And Blackie is here. Wow. All the stars are here. Greg is not yet finished.
Greg just got to a quarter of a mile.
We're hoping he's okay. We will send out a team. He's got a team with him, but we'll send out
They've replaced Bullet's Christmas sweater with a service dog sign so that he can get the shortcut Rosie Ruiz style.
Speaking of hot... I don't even think we mentioned that, but our producer Tom said your mics are hot. Speaking of hot, our poll question is sizzling, and I want to give you the results of that in a moment. But in the meantime, let that marinate. Let's go to Jeff and Easton on the phone lines.
Where really?
Okay. Let's go to Jeff on the phones. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys. I want to defend Eamon. Don't know him. Don't know who he is, but I was listening the morning that Olivia Culpo interview, and before the end sound was out of your mouth, she's going, I've never heard that name. I've never heard that name. It wasn't like, oh, I don't remember him, or oh, I'm not sure. No, she instantly snapped to, no, absolutely not. So I got to say, Eamon, you're the man. She obviously still thinking about you every night, not McCaffrey. And it was clear and obvious.
I'm sure that's exactly what happened.
Okay, that took a strange turn.
No. I know for sure that was not a denial of someone who had never heard of Eamon. Okay, she knew exactly who he was.
His name is Eamon, for the love of God.
It's pronounced Eamon in Ireland, so get it right.
Is that true?
So Eamon got it wrong. Okay, it's not my fault. That's how he introduced himself.
Thank you, Jeff, for your support of Eamon, master of Twitch services. It was I felt for Eamon that day. There was no... No escaping that. It will last a long time.
The best part about it, though, is how much Shime revels in playing it. Like, that is always ready. It's like his hotkey. It's always there. But anyway, let's get to the sizzling thing.
Okay. Does Drake Maye's play alone make the Pats season a success? Yes or no? We have been going back and forth.
All right, I have
50%.
To vote no so we can get this back on track.
51% no. It's a mess. 49% yes, it's a success. So we are split, baby.
Half the fan base says it's a mess.
It's a mess. Like, so why? No, make your case, okay? We're going one-on-one at 11. Ken and Curtis, one-on-one right now at 11. New benchmark on the show. Make your case for why it's a mess.
People are walking in here like, this is the grand. Why are these two weird-looking bald guys yelling at each other?
I put my hat on. Greg has appeared, and that is not a face of success.
He is waddling.
That is. You look a little wobbly, my friend.
Griff, hand on the mic. Just are you okay?
Oh, okay. We're gonna get this. All right. I'll let see. This is giving you time to formulate your answer for this poll question. But we're gonna get Greg saddled up here on the line.
All right, Greg. How'd it
now,
go?
He looks red.
How do I look?
You look American.
I got to tell you something. 46 minutes with a near torn Achilles. I don't know if it's ever been done in a 5K in North America.
No. 46? You won it under 40.
Since the time that records have been kept.
You got a medal?
Yeah, of course I get a medal. What? You finish the thing, you get a medal.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my Lord. 46. I have got to get in shape. I don't know. Curtis, you're in great shape.
What did Julia do?
What time did you do?
Oh, wow. Half the minutes. Time exactly.
Minutes. Wow.
I literally was about, Curtis, a half a mile into the run, and Julia Hill came the other way. So it's emasculating.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Twitchers are asking, are you running in snow pants?
Those are my Boston College sweats that I have.
That's the diaper.
The cheeks are a little flushed. People are concerned.
Are they concerned?
Yeah.
Well, they should be.
I was very, please give the man a chair.
I need to hydrate.
I have a water
for you. I need a Tito's soda stat.
Look at this. So let me just paint the picture. I give Ken a ride here.
Yeah.
And I get offered nothing at Starbucks. Greg sits down, and he's immediately got a $17 water.
Oh, thank you, Ken.
I apologize. You're right. I am an A-hole. I should have offered you a Starbucks.
What a day, though. That's I got to tell you, what a day. The turnout, you guys can see it. It's 2,000 people.
Unbelievable.
And it's thanks to everybody, Massport and the Boston police, who give us their time all the time and are out on the route. And it was great. I mean, so many people dressed up in the Christmas spirit. And
did you feel like Rocky coming down the final stretch?
Christmas is back, Curtis.
It is.
Ken and his people wanted to go away for a while. But
what do you mean, my people?
Ken called this winter solstice Eve.
My people allowed you to run here in the Seaport.
Oh, they did. I had to pull some strings. That's true. Yeah, thank you. Mayor Wu.
That wasn't easy.
Yeah. So.
What about the city councilor?
Is that one of your people? That's city councilor?
I can't claim everybody.
We started right outside here at the Moakley Courthouse, and she was running in the other direction. I don't know. What was she running from?
Good question. I know Ken really wanted to get into this earlier, but I'm glad we're doing it now. Doge, Vivek, and Elon.
Yeah.
Talk about an opportunity to get rid of government waste, sell that federal courthouse to a private developer.
Ah. It's condos worth, or something?
I mean, it's worth that land is worth its weight in gold.
Yeah.
How about a
courthouse
studio?
Could be our new studio.
Yes. Rob Hale.
Yeah, that would be great.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Don't bring up Doge so close to Eamon. The guy has lost a fortune. He is destitute.
The other Doge.
What was it? Department of Government Efficiency.
But Eamon made it all back on the Hoctua pole, the rug pole. He made it all back on that. So, well, listen, unbelievable day. I'm so glad. Thanks. You guys for coming out and doing this.
Oh my God!
Being here and
happy to be here.
Thanks to everybody, like all 2,000 incredible people who showed up here in the freezing cold, bright and early this morning, ran, and now we're gonna give some prizes out and award people for best dressed and have some food and frivolity.
That's awesome.
Next
great
time
day.
We need a name tag because everybody's walking into the Grand. They're like, "Who are these weird bald guys yelling at each other?"
They thought you were like 5K aficionado. You travel all across the country to take in 5Ks.
I mean, we love play-by-play of 5Ks.
Ken, did you try any Greg Dog? There's Greg Dog here.
We'll do that after the show. I don't drink during the show.
Oh, you're
very professional.
Oh, very professional. Okay.
We can tell.
All right. All right, guys. All right. Thank you.
Can I ask you one sports question before you go?
Yeah.
We have a pot poll question up.
Oh, okay. God.
Does Drake Maye's play alone make the Pats season a success? Yes or no? Yes or no answer. Right now we're 50-50. You can sway the vote.
No. Because you selected him at number three. You expected he was going to be a quarterback of some renown and that you were going to have a guy for the future. So, no, I'm it's not a success. It's not. If you get more wins than Bill had, then it's a success. So,
if they win two more.
Yeah.
Wow. So there's something to play for.
Well, right. If I grow hair by noon, I mean, the Patriots are not. Who are they going to beat?
Bills will rest
the
guys.
They're not going to beat the Bills.
The Bills can't rest guys.
If they rest everybody last week, maybe.
But they can't.
They will.
The Bills are playing for the one seed.
They won't by the end of the year.
Oh, so you think the Chiefs are only losing one game?
Correct. Chiefs are going to coast to that number one.
Something on that. There's no way the Chiefs are just losing one.
Bet you a Greg Nug.
It's unlikely.
Well, I can't drink Greg Nug.
It's not my problem.
God, you hear that, HR? My boss telling me to drink?
No, Curtis, is that, can we, I get we, a virgin Greg Nug, please?
We just called it a Ken.
All right, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Greg.
Hello,
Thank
Twitch.
You, Greg.
I'm fine. I should be fine.
All right.
Please check on me
what
later.
What a surge. Right. You surge on the Twitch. We went up 30 people.
Was that Brees who had your will that you were signing? That was awkward.
No, it's the will is between Brees and Lindsay. They're both trying to get their hands on it.
Okay, I'll get out of this one. Back up. Okay.
All right. See you guys.
Bye. Love you.
There you go. And I do apologize. You're right about the Starbucks etiquette. Horrible.
It's horrible.
It didn't even cross my mind to ask.
But it's not the first time.
Really?
We were communicating. About a month ago, about going to Greg's party, and you said, I'll let you know when I'm in the Seaport, whatever, and I said I would walk by from Southie. It's about a 15-minute walk, and you're like, I've arrived in the Seaport, and I'm like, I'm walking over, and then you meet me at Greg's
with Starbucks?
Coming from Stubby's.
Why wouldn't you
have said, I'm going to Stubby's? I don't have to say yes. It's just so awkward.
I apologize.
Bizarre.
All right, very selfish of me.
It's fine. I don't. No apology needed. Just pointing it out for the American people.
I did walk across when we did the show at Foxwoods. I walked all the way across Foxwoods to bring you.
That is true. That did enrage you.
I almost died. But
that was a
maybe that's scarred me. In the
but don't
total
you agree that
way.
Remotes are like a casino? Like I have no idea what time it is. I
yeah.
have no
oh,
idea.
Yeah. It's very invigorating in that way. That's good. Keeps the energy up.
Those Ferraris are. You see the one I checked the. I was showing James the whatever the ticket price. Whatever. What do they call that? The sticker price.
Yep.
MSRP.
And you're an Italian, so that's got to hit.
Oh God! I have
right
been,
in the end zone.
I have had the unbelievable privilege of driving in a Ferrari once in my life.
Can you fit?
Oh, God. This was a GT Ferrari. It was like 2000. This guy that ran a company my dad did work for, his son, took me on the hills of Switzerland in a Ferrari. It was the most unbelievable thing I've ever experienced in my life. But the
can you drive a manual?
No. I tried when I was in Turks and Caicos. Not Turks and Caicos. Where did I get in the drugs? In the Aruba.
Bahamas?
When I was in Aruba. I did it like with the Jeeps where you could kind of just go nuts, but no, I'm not a stick shift guy. Shocking to most people, I'm sure.
You're
but the car out front that looked like a normal Ferrari, which are awesome, $413,000.
Those are supercars.
Now, my question is, how much money do you have to have? Is that $20 million? Like, where, because...
To be able to just buy a $500,000 car?
The second you buy, I mean, I don't know about Ferrari specifically, but if it's like any other car, and it's not, but
they
you know
hold
what I mean?
Their value. They those cars will hold their value.
But, like, what's if it gets... That's the other thing. If you walk around the Seaport today,
yeah.
you'll see cars parked on the street that are $300,000.
Right.
Somebody if you can afford a $300,000 car, you can't afford $500 a month to park it in a garage?
No, you can't. You've totally
like,
maxed
wouldn't
out.
Wouldn't you be so petrified? Is there enough money that you could have where you wouldn't drive one of those cars and just be terrified?
I'd be terrified. Speaking of prices, I bought AC/DC tickets, but the prices are high. I balked. It took me an hour and a half to get
you
through
balked?
The queue. And it was. I was said to myself, I'm going to go platinum. I'm going to buy a platinum. But they were $550 pre-tax, and I couldn't pull the trigger. So I cheaped out on the... On
What's
the,
a platinum?
It just gets you on the ground floor of Gillette, so you're on the field level. But that's a lot. $550 for anything is tough.
I don't know the names of the people. How old are the people in AC/DC?
Oh, they're old. Late 70s.
Because they looked old in private parts.
Yeah. They're not good. They're not in great shape.
What's your favorite AC/DC song?
Boy, there's so many. Can't pick one. Girls Got Rhythm is a good one. We'll come back with that.
I don't know. I like the Knocking Me Out with the American Thighs.
I go back. The Bon Scott era still pulls me
you
in
remember,
more so than Brian Johnson.
Was it Rolling Stones that say that do Start Me Up? Or is that AC/DC?
That's Rolling Stones.
Oh, that was every stadium. We used to cover the Steelers. Every stadium pre-kickoff.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Would Start Me Up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like that. It was not good. That's not a great song.
What's the Parley Market saying right now?
Okay, you were going to make your case. Greg made a case for no.
Yeah, it's not a success because if you only have a quarterback and truly nothing else, you don't have a team. Like, you do need... I have.
You told me before the season
right.
began, all that matters is Drake May's progress.
Right.
We're here, he's progressed, he's great, and now you're totally... You're copping
you
out.
You can't say I'm both obstinate and wishy-washy.
You're wishy-washy.
So,
here you are wishy-washy.
So here is why. The Patriots need receivers. They have shown no ability to find them. None. They need an offensive line. They have... They signed one guy last year, and he's like, I think he's cleaning up the 5K.
Ben Brown's not getting it done for you?
I mean, I look at the defense, that should be the strength of this team. Where's Keon White gone?
Good question. He was one of my passwords for one of my work accounts.
Did you say the
I was so excited about him.
The sneaky most, the sneaky biggest injury to the Patriots is Joanne Bentley.
Oh, big.
Like, Tavai sucks at
Which is not good. If you can't withstand one guy going out of your defense.
Well, especially, like, go through every Patriots Super Bowl season. They lose a linebacker for the year.
Especially a middle linebacker. You're going
like
to lose
that guy. 2014, you lost Mayo.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the other thing that's even worse about that. It'd be one thing if he played in that Super Bowl. He didn't even play in the Super Bowl.
Jeez, God, you have turned on Mayo.
But the only Super
you've
Bowl...
You've turned on Drake May, you've turned on Mayo.
In 2011. That's the only Super Bowl he played in.
All right, we're going to take calls on this. Is the season a success based on Drake May alone? 617-779-7937. Same number for the text line. 1 hour to go, a little less than that here at the Scorpion Bar, the Grand, part of the Big Night Live complex in the Seaport. The Jingle All the Way 5K is pretty well wrapped up. Even Greg is finished. If you're on the course now, you're not feeling great. Something happened because Greg's already across the line. But a great crowd. And we've got Young Tom. We have a producer switch. You love Young Tom. He has morphed into the producer's chair for us today.
Oh, College Tom?
College Tom.
Yes.
And he will trend for you right now.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history. a 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Curtis, we are cooking with gas now. Look at the crowd in the grand here. Yeah. Scorpion Bar.
This is a normal night. I usually hear it fills in.
What a success it's the amazing. All the way has become.
There is a amazing 2,000 runners. I mean, the place is absolutely jammed. And there's a whole world of South Boston and the city of Boston that is foreign to me. Like, I don't, like, I'll be randomly, like, you know, picking up someone at the airport or doing something late, and you see Southie at night. This is a place I have never visited, but it looks lovely, and the people are very nice.
Baseball Brett.
Is this a place people, like, watch games at?
Oh, definitely. I mean, look at that big screen over there.
Oh, I didn't know if it was normally open during the day. Looks like a night spot, but either way, I'm a grand guy now.
Now, Baseball Brett is, he basically is saying Soto's going to sign today. It's too quiet. There's been nothing for 13 hours. Our buddy Dakota in Braintree has just texted me that he's got a source, and okay. It's down to Mets and Yankees, and that Cohen is meeting with Soto this morning, that the Red Sox are out, according to Dakota.
Dakota's a very nice guy. I do mean that. But he told me that the reason Butler didn't play in the Super Bowl was because of concussion, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That could be true.
If it's a concussion, why the hell wouldn't they tell people he had a concussion?
Okay. You and Greg are aligned now that somehow you've done a complete 180, although everybody said before the year all that matters was Drake May. Now you're greedy. Now it's not a success, even though Drake May has been a success.
So let's say you're going on a road trip, right?
Yeah.
And you say all that matters is we have enough gas money to get to where we need to go.
Yep.
That seems like a pretty basic thing, right?
Yep.
And then your tire falls off. The gas isn't as important anymore.
But you got there.
No, you didn't. You're on your way. You think all you need is gas, and then your car breaks down.
Well, now you've moved the goalposts. You said
it's not the goalposts. It's that you took things for granted.
Now, Greg, interesting. Greg says if they win two more, he'll give them a successful season.
Right. And if Wiggy completes a sentence in under an hour.
I do think they could beat Arizona. They got a shot at that. It's not likely.
Okay.
But they're off the bye week.
If a game is close and late, do you have trust that they will do the right thing?
Of course not.
So then, I mean,
but I have
do you have trust that they're going to contain Kyler Murray?
But Drake May is due to win a game based on his talent.
Well, he should have beaten the Titans.
Okay, so he almost did.
Do you trust this defensive coaching staff to stop Kyler Murray?
Stop right there. I don't trust this defensive coaching staff.
So then, I mean, it's
but
not
Drake
relevant.
On his own might just have an unbelievable performance, put the team on his back.
So throwing to Booty?
Yeah, throw the Booty. I like Booty.
I mean, would you say that this is the least talented Patriots team of all time?
Yes, and that gives Mayo an excuse. That's why he's back here.
How did they get here?
Bill sabotaged the team over the last 2 years.
It's unbelievable.
Let's go to Nashville in the meantime and talk to our buddy Alan, who's weighing in on this very subject, and Drake May. Hello, Alan.
Hey, fellas. Enjoying the show. Always love your Saturdays, and I'm a daily Twitcher, as Curtis probably knows.
Awesome.
Hey there. It's a yes on May for me. I bought a place in New England 3 years ago, and the Patriots have sucked. The Red Sox have sucked. Not a massive hockey fan. Celtics kind of helping me, but May is making this move feel a lot happier for me. Guy's great. So
thank
it's
you.
Not. Right. I'm looking at it as it's a great year because I'm loving his play.
Thank you, Alan.
Quickly, Curtis, can I thank Curtis for something?
Yeah,
Curtis, 270 days, perfect blood work. I was in your spot that you were in 7 years ago. I was in it 7 months ago. All's perfect now. Thank you.
Oh, great to hear, Alan.
That is
big
awesome.
Help. You were big help.
And you're well adjusted, and like, I mean, you're satisfied with Drake May. That's enough for him.
Oh, I thought you were going to say well adjusted. I'm in a bar not drinking.
No, I'm saying Alan's in a good place.
Yeah, I mean, for Alan to be, yes, he's in a good place. I'm sorry, I heard what he just said. I didn't hear right before that I was speaking to someone. But
he said May was enough.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, eventually you'll probably be right. It's just very hard for me to see how you get from here to there. So you agree they need a left tackle.
They do.
They need at least one guard.
Yep.
They need a right tackle.
Would help.
So those are three they need, right? And that's if David Andrews doesn't retire, which could happen.
You draft one, you sign another. Bingo, bango.
Okay. Who's drafting them? I'm not trying to be an a-hole. It's just like I look at this. So you agree. You need at least three linemen. You might need four.
Yeah.
And what happened to Onwenu? The second you paid him, he sucks.
Wait till Cole Strange comes back.
Okay.
He's on the brink.
Can we get like a hammer to whack Ken in the head with?
Let's go to David in the car.
Oh, on the we need Glash to sit down for
Glash
a second.
Sit down. David, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as always. So it's a no for me on Drake. And the reason I say that is, like, you know, you can't just because he's been playing okay, and I know a lot of people are excited about that, and it is nice to see that, but you can't call it a success. And this is what part of the reason why I say is there's five games left for the Patriots, I believe, and for the Jaguars. And there's a great possibility that Mac Jones, who's going to be starting for the Jaguars, is going to end up with a better record than not only May, but then the Patriots.
Okay. David, wait a second.
If you were a Colts fan when Peyton Manning won a game, were you happy? I mean,
David, I thought you were coming here today.
Oh, go ahead, David.
No, that was yesterday. I was trying to make it. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to. But I will make it one of these guys, one of these guys. I will.
Thank you, David. Yeah,
I'm done
hearing about Mac Jones talked out. I don't care about Mac Jones at all. Glash, how are you?
How are we today?
We got more Greg Hill celebrities.
So we have. Yeah. I heard you struggled out there. You may have been beaten by someone not running or walking.
Yeah, it was. It was a slow jog today, I'd say at best. We did have Bullet. Bullet was probably the star. So was DMs, but we were coming down. We took the right at Ocean Prime and then took the left. You could see the finish line, and we were slow at that point, and we were getting passed in a guy in a wheelchair.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
I was like, Greg, there's no way you can come, because there's almost 2,000 runners here today. I was like, there's no way you can come into the finish line getting beat by somebody in a wheelchair. So luckily, by the skin of his nose, we beat him.
So how long did he spend at Ocean Prime?
Honestly, he might have dipped in for two Manhattans. He likes them up and sweet for anybody that's looking to buy him a drink tonight.
Oh, my God. I thought he should have had one of those beer helmets that's just Manhattan.
Yeah, that would have been pretty good. Like the guy in Happy Gilmore.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
So has he regressed from last year?
I did the Army Navy game last year, so I wasn't able to run with him. He actually ran with Bobes last year, and I guess they finished better than we were. 46 minutes today. I think they were like 40 last year. So, I mean, I'll be
That's
the anchor.
Good.
I guess
that
yeah.
is not good.
Oh my goodness!
We only heard about the Achilles like every 13 steps. So it was early and often with the Achilles.
He's going to be Biden by the end of this.
Right.
Contract.
Well, speaking of Biden, you know how everybody like every week when Trump was president, he had to disavow someone. Trainer Dan just disavowed Greg.
Yeah, I bet.
He just posted. He said, never met him, never talked to him. Do not blame him for what I do wrong.
The best part about it is when we were still on the first leg of the race, the really good runners were on the, you know, they were two-thirds of the way done. So we were like ships passing in the night. And it was a little emasculating, but it was fun.
Yeah,
was,
I heard Julia, exactly, he doubled Julia's time. So, Julia did 23 minutes,
you
he
gotta
did 46.
You got to give Greg and Julia credit, though, because they came and they ran. Brees bagged out of the race late last night. Some mysterious injury.
I heard he got it at Capitol Grill. I don't know.
Yeah, they were out last night for the Capitol Grill for his birthday, so maybe, you know, maybe one too many glasses of wine for
that's
Brees.
That's understandable. After a birthday. Yeah.
When I turned 25, I probably didn't know where I was.
Yeah, come on.
So.
At 25, you got to be more resilient than that.
Oh, that's
go out
true.
All night
that
and
is
you wake
true.
Up and run for a good cause. So.
Right. I did do shots of gin before the morning show, so that does that does give me some leg to stand on. But
yeah. Did you expect Danny from Quincy to run?
No, not today. Oh, no, he did say he was going to come.
I thought he was going to come.
Oh, let's talk to
Danny. Let's go to Danny.
Glash, you can enjoy a Danny from Quincy call live in person.
Okay, I'll hang out for a second.
Danny, where were you?
Well, I did run today, but unfortunately not in Boston, and I had two calendars made up for you. I was going to bring them in. And I noticed there was a mistake on one of the calendars, and I blame the printer. They put Boxing Day on January 1st. And it's the day after Christmas, and I could not give you an imperfect calendar, so I have to remake them.
Thank you.
Anyway, because Boxing Day was a British holiday, the day after Christmas. So I looked at it.
That's when they opened the gifts.
Yeah, exactly. And all the gifts were in boxes to the servant. Jamaica celebrates all the Commonwealth. I think Canada does as well.
Okay.
So, and Jamaica does as well.
What about Papua New Guinea? Do they celebrate it?
I don't think they sell box. No. Coconut Day, maybe. I don't know. But anyway.
What do you think about the Tar Heels, Dan?
Yeah, and Curtis, I'm so glad you brought up 83 years ago today, which will live in infamy. I happened to see a documentary on it took FDR's son 1 hour to dress him, put the braces on him, and dress him for the speech. Because he didn't want to be seen in the wheelchair. So it actually gave the people the impression that he was walking. But his legs had to be perfectly stiff and straight. It was a fascinating documentary. I just saw it two or three days ago. Anyway, and the reason my dad joined was because of Pearl Harbor, although he didn't. He went to Europe instead. But anyway, I hope you watch the documentary or the interview that I sent you, Ken. So I know it's tough.
Yes,
Curtis, you should watch it. And watch the Battle of the Bulge documentary I sent you as
Danny,
well.
I absolutely will. I think what I saw about the Capone thing was in the documentary you were just discussing, so maybe we watched the same thing. But what were your thoughts today away from the...
I just need to know. And again, I heard bits and pieces of Mayo saying he apologized for what he said. But what exactly did he say that was so wrong?
So he, after the game... last Sunday where they lost to the Colts, he was asked about the inability to use timeouts as the Colts were going down the field to A, give his defense a breather, and B, potentially give Drake May more time, which they clearly could have used to get into field goal range to go back and win the game after the Colts had finished their drive. He said, you know, of course I thought about it, but we also won a championship here where we didn't take our timeouts, which hit me as very hypocritical of a head coach who has made it his hallmark to not bring up his predecessor, to then cite something his predecessor did at a low moment, to me was the wrong way to approach it, and he agreed.
Deer in the headlights.
Wow.
Danny
struck the
Danny
silence.
Is gone.
All right. He is Gonzo. All right.
He is my favorite caller when he calls in and gets all in.
I know. Oh. He was ready to go there. That would have been the trigger. Let me respond for Danny. That's not a big deal. You're overreacting to something Mayo said.
Well, that's actually, I mean, I was defending Belichick in that instance. I was saying, you know, well, Bill, you can't say that you're your own man.
Like, and Bill would have been pissed to hear that. Like,
oh, of course.
Yeah.
Well, what the hell did he, what did Gerard Mayo wasn't even on the field. He was injured.
Well, maybe Gerard is taking some of Bill. He's admitting that some things that Bill did were a success, although that he's not given much credit for. It's almost accidental luck.
It is so amazing, all the things, like, I know I mentioned it before, but all the moving pieces in that one, because if you're a Patriots fan, you see the catch by Lockett. I think it was Lockett. Who was it?
Yeah.
Lockett? Down the right sideline.
It was Lockett. It wasn't Metcalf. It was Lockett, yeah.
Yeah, and so you have this unbelievable catch. After you have this unbelievable drive, you're down at that point. The biggest fourth quarter comeback in the history of the Super Bowl was 10 points. What the Patriots were down to the Seahawks. This is 2 years before.
Was it Curse? It might have been Curse.
Or Jermaine Curse.
Yes, good.
And so Curse has this unbelievable circus catch, and it's Malcolm Butler's fault. First and goal at the 5.
That was great defense, though, that he played.
Great defense.
Tip the ball.
Great defense. And the, the big play, obviously, Hightower with one arm tackles Lynch at the 1. And as that clock is winding, the Seahawks are on the precipice of beating Peyton Manning and Tom Brady in consecutive Super Bowls.
The dynasty is there.
The Patriots are about to go to 3-3 in the Super Bowl with Tom Brady. Pete Carroll's about to go back-to-back and beat his guy that took over for him when he was fired by the Patriots.
And Bill's frozen on the sideline.
And Bill is frozen. Whatever he tells you about, I saw something that looked right, get out of here. That was dumb luck, and it worked out. The play they called was right. They had the right defense in. Malcolm go. The rest is history. But the amount, like, that is, we talk about Pearl Harbor in a very different context, about, like, this unbelievable moment that changed the course of history.
Yeah.
Like, that specific in our sports world, because that restarted
yes, the
a dynasty.
Part, the second part of the dynasty.
They go to 4-2, and then you have the Seahawks never back in the Super Bowl again. It's unbelievable the things that changed in that one nanosecond. Ooh. Like, it is just, and then to go full circle, Dan Quinn, who's now with the Washington football team, Commanders, is still an idiot whose idiot players go offsides, because people forget that after they got that, they were at the 1 yard line. So Brady couldn't take a knee. They knew Bennett on the other, was it Martellus?
Michael Bennett
on the defensive line, a guy that jumps all the time because Dan Quinn's a dumb coach. They get him to false start. Game. I mean, a jump off.
And he got tossed because he was fighting with Gronk right after that, right?
Yeah, the end zone. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Great moment. It's a Mount Rushmore moment.
Yeah, now we're sitting here trying to figure out if Drake May will beat Kyler Murray.
Well, you're minimizing what Drake May is. And for Greg to say they expected this, they draft him 3rd, that's just a total misrepresentation of how, the success rate of high quarterbacks. These guys don't often hit
Okay.
It's less than 50% first-round pick quarterback.
Having Drake May on this team is like taking me into an art museum. I'm colorblind. So, like, all the beautiful mosaics and everything, they're all Greek to me. Nothing looks that great. The Patriots have an unbelievable quarterback, but they have literally nothing else.
That's all you wanted. Before the year began, that's all you wanted.
Can we get that song? Who is that? Michelle Branch?
Coming up. Glash, thank you.
Thanks, Glash.
Great job.
Yeah,
thanks for letting me hang out for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for stopping by. I don't want to get yelled at.
Favorite day of the year is when you guys are here doing the show.
Oh,
it's a fun show.
Thank you,
Appreciate
Glash.
That. And Blackie's hanging around. We got to talk to Blackie, maybe Bobes, and we'll get some final thoughts from you, Curtis, before we turn it over to Shine.
And James is about to arrive.
Oh, we'll put James on. So that'll be next.
We'll go.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab them.
Curtis on location today at the Seaport and the Greg Hill Jingle All the Way 5K. We're at the Grand and Scorpion Bar. Get your New Year's Eve tickets here before they sell out. Easy trip to the web. Visit BigNightNYE.com. Visit BigNightNYE.com. And you can get tickets. Curtis is out wrangling James. Young James is here. So Bobes is sitting in for him. Hi,
hello.
Bobes.
Hello, everybody. How's everyone doing?
Nice job today running. Did you beat? You didn't beat Brett, right?
I did not beat Brett. I also didn't beat Wade. And I also didn't beat Wade's girlfriend, Brooke. So technically, I came in fourth.
These are all of Greg's people. For you, just some people tune in and they don't know Greg. It's not often, but sometimes that happens. But you're all part of Greg's satellite orbit here at the Seaport. You're Greg's support staff.
We are. Yeah, we keep an eye on things.
Are you concerned about Greg? He was a little flushed.
I don't think he enjoys the cold weather.
Yeah.
So I noticed.
Did you run with him or not really?
No, he walked the whole thing, I think. He grabbed Bullet as an excuse and Lindsay and just moseyed along. And then I ran the whole thing without stopping, so I'll take that as a win.
Wow, nice job.
Yeah.
And Blackie is here, of course, who is protection for Greg and for all of us. Blackie, hello.
I actually don't work for Greg. I'm a free agent because he doesn't pay me enough.
Oh, wow.
That's what Johnny Egan's for.
Wow, we're getting personal here right off the bat. Did you run? Okay.
Come on. I'm handicapped. I support people by having a few drinks and saying, hey, good job.
Okay, I'm not trying to embarrass anybody. I didn't run. And you don't need to prove anything to anybody, so that's certain. But what do you guys think of this event now here? We're within 13th year? How many years has he been doing it? Somewhere around there.
Yeah, it's in that range, yeah.
You've seen it grow over the years. Are you impressed by this location?
This is an absolute monster. I've been around a lot of these events. I've been around a lot of events, obviously, doing what I do. This is an absolute monster. That's the only way I can describe it.
Yeah, I think we had 2,000 runners this year, which is unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't seen a monster like this since Tom Brady played for the Patriots.
So, Blackie's very upset that I'm not giving Tom enough credit. He's very much in the Chris Curtis mold of it was Brady, it was Tom.com sort of thing.
By the way, where is Kurt?
Curtis is lost.
We got a show now, the three of us, BMI,
yeah,
Bald Money Incorporated, Saturday mornings. It's Brady, man. Come on, Brady did it without him. What has he done without Tom? What's his record without Tom?
Well, change the subject of that. You guys have seen all the rumors of Bill. Will he coach again? You guys are Pats fans going back. Do you think Bill's going to coach? And would he take the Carolina job, which was the big news this week?
Well, that was the big news. I think North Carolina is an interesting spot for him. I think if he were to do it, I think it'd be more grabbing his kids and drag them over and be like a family coaching experience. But
Be sad. I got to admit, even as a Bill defender at times, that would not be a good look.
I think Bill is dating this younger girl. So he can learn to relate to players better with the Insta face and all that stuff.
She's an old soul. I'm not sure if you've heard.
But I think Ernie Adams is in his ear like Cyrano, reading him poetry, telling him what to say, keeping him. I think Ernie's in it like Cyrano.
Well, Ernie might rejoin him. I mean, he's got his whole crew ready to go wherever he gets picked up. Yeah. I think Jacksonville. This seems to me like just a ploy. They're just trying to
kind of like Hillman.
I'm not going to cast aspersions on Hillman.
I think that he's 100% coaching somewhere next year. It's not going to be back in the
TV. Won't love that? God, even if you're not a Bill guy, which obviously Blackie's not.
I'm. Don't get me wrong. They're not winning without him, but it was 70% Tom.
Aren't you fascinated to see how he'll do at the next stop? Because that will be something to watch every week. It'll be like not only Pat's games and Drake May's progress, how's Bill doing wherever he goes?
But remember how Bill, my big thing with him, how he treated the media, how he treated people, and now – he's an analyst, and he's like, oh.
Well, of course. Now, you know, now it's all for a purpose.
Yeah.
Now it matters to him. But did you care when he was treating the media like crap here? Did you care as a Pats fan or not really?
No, because everybody here is miserable anyways.
Right. So if you won, that's all that mattered.
He's a totally different personality on air, though. It's unbelievable.
It really is. And maybe Jordan has helped him turn a new page in his life.
But people that know him, I guess that is Bill. Like, Bill wasn't funny, his dry humor and stuff, but he just, the short fuse he had with dumb questions.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, how about Soto? Are you guys, Baseball Brett was up here talking ball earlier. He's not confident. Do you care about Soto, and do you think it'll happen?
All in.
I'm all in. Yeah. Pay that man his money.
Yeah. Think about it in here. Think about our past.
Well.
David Ortiz.
James is here, Curtis is here as well, and I almost tripped both of them. Trying to get back in.
James has the best head of hair on the panel.
Right, the only head of hair on the panel.
Let me give Curtis my headset.
Oh, sorry about that.
Where'd you go?
Had to grab James on the street.
James, how are you?
You say hi to Ken? All right, we want to go bowling. That's what we want to do today. Anyway, what did I miss?
Well, Blackie and Bobes held it down for you, so we were fine. And you found James?
Here. What, James?
Oh, in your Honda, please.
James wants to go in your Honda.
Oh, absolutely. I'll take you in the Honda.
It's a sweet ride.
You like the Honda?
Yeah. Okay, you say something.
Okay, you say something.
You say something.
Do you want to do the silly show?
No. You do it.
Hi, James.
Huh.
What do you think about the Patriots?
I don't know.
Did you nail it?
No, you do that.
You want me to say it?
Say it.
Thank you. I love James. That's what I'm going to say forever.
All right. Well, James, great job. This is the best show we've had.
I don't know.
This is the best crossover we've had, that's for sure.
Oh, my God. I mean, put Shime to shame.
He is a handsome kid.
Oh, thank you. I had nothing to do with it.
James,
will you say, Ken, you're wrong.
You're wrong.
Well,
yes.
You're wrong. You're wrong. I'll take on every Curtis in the building.
Did you say anything?
You're wrong. You're wrong, too.
You tell him.
I love it.
Thank you, guys. Thank you both.
Thanks, guys.
What do you say? Daddy show
happy
or Ricky
holidays.
Show?
Ricky show.
Oh, God. All right.
Shime and Fitzy are next. We'll talk to you down the road.
Bye.
The Jingle Wall
James is just warming up. We should do this for 2 hours.
I'll see everybody.
Bye.
Ken, you
Ken, what?
You're silly.
You're silly. Oh, that was awesome.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Ryder remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.